Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I haven't said shitheads in a while. How you doing, true. Alex? This is another episode of Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. We're at Skid Row Studios. How's your weekend?
Good, man. I went to Big Bear.
I know you did. I'm so jealous. Yeah. Big Bear is so beautiful around this time of the year.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I love going, man. Like September, October.
That was my first time going.
That's great.
I've never been
stayed
there.
In a cabin and stuff.
Yes. Aww. It was really nice. A bunch of us. Yes. Aww. Yes, Matt.
Sounds nice.
It does sound nice.
Yeah, it's cool. What about you? How was your weekend?
It was okay. I did, you know, worked and did my thing.
No.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. But over the weekend, we did get this email from Mr. Rupert Pumpkin.
Yeah, we did.
And he was talking about how he was at the George Clooney wedding. And we're like, wow, that's got to be crazy. And he said if we wanted to call him, he'll tell us all about it. And we got Matt, my buddy, who sits, our comedian here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something funny.
Yeah, that's your cue. Okay. Dance monkey.
All right.
And we did want to know that because George Clooney is such a high-profile actor, we thought he'd never get married, so.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Huge.
Okay.
All right. Well,
we have him on the line.
Yeah, we have him online. Yeah. You there? Rupert.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, how are you, Rupert?
Hello.
can you hear me all right?
Yeah, this is Rupert.
All right. Thanks, Rupert. We got your email, and we're pleased that you asked us to call you. I mean, how was the wedding? George Clooney and his lovely lady.
Oh, this was a wonderful wedding. This was a beautiful, beautiful wedding.
Right.
Rupert Pupkin officiated this wedding.
You officiated it?
Wow.
Yes, I am a registered minister, ordained, from the Church of Funshine.
Okay. Well, how was the wedding? Where was it, and who did you see?
Well, the wedding was like I say. If you're listening to me, do we have a good connection?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Okay. Well, Rupert Pupkin, mm-hmm, of sound body and mind, swear to the following statement I have written. And here it is.
Okay,
the Clooney wedding was held in Venice, Italy, underneath a bed of exported white roses on the Grand Anal Canal. Contrary to popular belief, I, Rupert Pupkin, officiated the wedding service, not Mr. Clooney's longtime friend and rowboat driver over there, Chico. I am an ordained minister, published author, inventor, belt maker, and part-time lumberjack.
What have you invented, Rupert?
The knickerbick.
What is that?
The knickerbick? What's a knickerbick? What is it?
Yeah, it's a nicotine toothpick for people who don't want to do the vape stuff.
That's
the vapors.
That's not a bad idea.
That's pretty good.
It's huge in Italy.
Anyway, so let me go on with my statement.
Yes.
Please.
Sure.
Please,
I'm sorry.
Don't
interrupt. I'm sorry, Rupert. I'm sorry. Continue.
I, Rupert Pupkin, mm-hmm, also had knowledge of the bride-to-be, Amon Miss Tuna, in the biblical sense.
Amal
Miss
Tuna?
She being an activist and civil servant, I was represented by her in a landlord dispute. Mom, I'm on the phone. Mom. No, I did not call you a whore.
Is that your mom?
Ma.
Is that your roommate?
My wife, Pamela. I call her Ma, Pamela Anderson.
What? You call your wife Mom? You're married to Pamela Anderson?
Which Pamela Anderson?
Pamela Anderson of the Split Pea heiress.
Oh, okay.
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 So, I was represented by her in a landlord dispute.
This is Clooney's wife?
distant past, the bride looked yummy in a gown by Oscar de la Renta, carrying a Linda McCartney clutch.
Uh-huh.
Later, we were all treated to a meal of ratatouille, pumpkin ravioli, jumbo shrimp. I must say they were quite salty. And
sorry.
All served up with a side of asparagus and turtle soup as an option for those who were allergic to shellfish.
Oh, wow. Nice alternative.
Yeah, served turtle soup. Was it good? Did
later,
you have some?
There was wedding macaroons.
Wedding macaroons.
Wedding macaroons, yes. They were beautiful wedding macaroons. Music was supplied by John the Mayor as the beautiful bride was ushered down the aisle by her father, Omar, to the tune
Omar.
Of Your Body is a Wonderland.
Yes.
Later in the evening, Mayor was joined by Jack Johnson and David Matthews for a send-up of the Soggy Bottom Boys hit song, Man of Constant Woes. I am a man of constant woes.
That's that song from that movie.
Oh.
They didn't sing it in Italian, though?
No, it was not sung in Italian. Now, Dr. Ralph Stanley was there, but would not write me a prescription for Valium. So, in my opinion, he's not much of a doctor at all.
Because he didn't write you a script for Valium.
He's a kook.
Mom, can't you see I'm on the phone right now?
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
No.
I know, seriously.
I don't like tuna. Please, Mom.
I think this guy's full of shit.
Yeah, I don't think it's real.
Dude, were you really... Hey, Rupert, were you really at the wedding?
What?
Were you really at the wedding?
Of course I was at the wedding. Are you... I have written a sworn statement here. Are you defying my relevance in the court? I mean, in this interview?
Yeah, I think I might be.
Well, that is litigious and wrongful of you to do.
All right, man. I thought we had a credible source about the wedding. I apologize to the audience.
I am a credible source. Let me say, in closing, after the events had simmered down, I myself and my friends, Owen, Wilson, had a handsome off with George, and I won handsomer. I won handsomer.
You got the congratulations. I bet you are handsomer.
It was in The Guardian, I believe it.
Oh, yeah?
Now, Clooney was best in show. John the Mirror and Owen had a tiebreaker for third least unattractive.
I'm sorry, Rupert. We got to let you go.
Well, please feel free to Google me for more informative news.
I will. We'll check up on you more often, I suppose. This is a Pint of Cacophony. Let's get Sweet Bump It in here after this great song block.
See you in hell.
Motherfucker!
Don't say motherfucker like that! It makes me miss you!
about to reveal my biggest beauty secret ever!
You're about ready then, aren't you?
Well, you're friends. We're not like the others, man. Really?
No more of that talk, or I'll put the fucking leashes on you, understand? Get in.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah?
It's Sweet Bump It.
I know.
The craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fouque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fouque at Fouque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fouquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fouque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
We got 31 stab wounds. What was it?
Ice pick.
May I speak to Paco de Leon? She's a suspect.
I wanted to write a book about a murderer at a podcast. I was going to kill the shit out of Alex and Dan while Cheyenne watched.
She intended her book to be her alibi.
I picked them up and I had my way with them upside down.
Sweet Bump It, I know that Paco knows that Jenna saw what Jay thought he was gonna do to Andrew. Then Marlene said we weren't ever even sure about how Lisa ever even found out about how far away Francesca was when this all went down.
You like playing games, don't you?
It's nice.
Basic Instinct 3. Sweet Bump It.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo, and we're sitting here with Paco and Jenna from Sweet Bump It. How are you, too?
Very well. How are you?
Good. I'm very well.
Oh, quite well. Thank you.
Do you like the trailer?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Was it? I'm stoked. You guys, like, you filled up our fucking green room and made it impossible to walk around, but that's crazy. There's so many people in your band.
We have an entourage.
We always do that.
I know. It's cool. It's
very
cool.
I have a fear of being alone, so.
Well, we're going to talk to you two first, and then we're going to go through a speed dating thing. That way everybody gets a moment.
Sweet.
All, well, there's seven of you, but six are here.
Yeah.
All right.
Lisa
went down. She's ill.
All right. We should call her later.
We should call her.
Oh, that would be funny. She's
we'll
got
call her,
the damn swollen gland.
We'll call her during the goodbye, and she has to, like, give everybody the links to find you guys
That'll
with her sore
perfect.
Throat.
Sweet. Perfect.
At Twitter. We're here at Twitter.
Exactly. She'll really
good.
Sell it.
Sexy radio voice.
So I saw you guys at the bootleg when you played with our friends Skating Polly, and I was there with Joaquin, our photographer. It was good times. It's been a while, though, and we've been playing your stuff since.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's start from the beginning, I guess. Just there's seven of you. How the hell did you all find each other and say we're going to make this huge band and play a bunch of music?
That is a web, my friend.
That Jenna spun? Is that
I
the
guess. Group? Paco and I met in high school, actually. So mm-hmm. we've known each other since we were 14.
Yeah, where'd you guys go to high school?
We went to a all-girls Catholic school down in Orange County called Rosary High School. And Jenna and
explains
I...
Explains everything.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Why we're so perverted and socially awkward around men.
anyone, really.
Anyone, yeah. Jenna and I met in high school, and she actually gave me the name Paco, and now it's been 15 years that I've been called Paco, so now I've
stuck.
Been called Paco more than I haven't. Mm-hmm. It makes it really uncomfortable when I'm, like, meeting people in professional situations. I'm like, I, like, pause, you know?
Remember that phase where I was just calling you Nicole for a while? And it was, like, really weird. Like, why are you calling me Nicole?
Exactly.
But just yeah, name your friends whatever the fuck you feel like calling them?
It was Spanish That's how I roll. Class. It was Spanish class, and we were, like, just trying to be dicks to the teacher. And the teacher was like, you can't have a boy's name. And we're like, I bet
yes,
you
we
I can't
will.
Have a boy's name. And I have had a boy's name for 15 years, so we win.
So you guys are, like, BFFs forever.
Yeah, we've known each other for a long time. We played music all throughout college.
Cool.
Yeah. And then we stopped
a little
playing
bit
for a while.
High school, yeah.
A little bit of high school. And we stopped playing for a while. And we're like, let's try this professional thing where we don't play music and we act like adults.
Yeah, let's like get degrees and things.
It's terrible.
Didn't go that well.
Yeah.
Didn't go that well? You didn't.
We
didn't
have
finish.
The degrees,
no,
but it was
them,
like terribly boring. It was terribly boring. And I would just ditch class to smoke weed and play music all the time anyways.
Yeah.
So now you're back doing what you want to do.
So now we're doing what we want to do. Jenna was in law school. She just graduated law school. And
congratulations.
Started, yeah.
Thank you.
She just started playing music again and hit me up, and she met Jadu at a party.
Yeah, I met Jadu randomly at a party.
Jadu, he's your drummer.
Yeah.
Jadu, yeah. Jay.
Yeah.
Just Jay. And then Cheka, we went to high school with Cheka.
Yeah,
actually.
She was just kind of
a couple years younger than us.
She was just kind of hanging out when we started the band, and they were singing My Boo one day.
Yeah, Cheka and Lisa and Marlene. Marlene used to live with Paco.
Yeah.
And she used to be the girlfriend of one of my close friends. And then Lisa would just like...
Was friends with Marlene's. So, like, just like how
I'm beginning to understand what you guys talk about, that web.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
we were just hanging out, and then we decided to sing
happens.
Along and play some music.
So officially Sweet Bump It, how long has it been going for?
About a year and a half.
Yeah, we added... Well, Lisa was the last one to join in April of 2013, so...
Yeah,
it's been about a year now.
Yeah.
Awesome. You describe your music as an undeniably sexy fusion of soul, funk, and rock. Pretty descriptive. Spot on, I think.
We're very humble, as you can tell.
With seven members, what the hell is your songwriting process like?
It changes.
Yeah,
it
varies. It totally varies.
Paco usually comes first with the idea and the, like, general skeleton.
Yeah.
And
so I think that my role is I'm the spark. I'm, like, really bright and excited at the beginning, and then, boom, I fizzle out. And then it's up to them to, like, keep the
figure
fan.
It out.
Yeah.
Right
and
on.
That's just, I...
You're an animal on stage. It was awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jumping around.
Just that spark,
right,
you know?
Right.
And then they're the ones who keep fanning that flame. That's just kind of...
Yeah,
it's kind
everyone's
of cool
got their
out.
Own, like, creative, like, segment.
The role
so
that they
it's
play,
like,
yeah.
JD's really good at coming up with cool, like, licks and cool drum stuff.
Right.
And, like... I feel like I'm kind of the disciplinarian.
Yeah,
and
Jenna's
like
let's
not
move
get off
forward.
Track.
And Jadu's like, no, let's analyze this until we die. So, you know, it's like we have every personality, the mm-hmm. spectrum of it, which is, it's exciting. I mean, sometimes it's difficult when it's like, okay, we have to make a decision and then we have to sit there and wait out.
Vote.
Of, yeah, we have to go to war, but it's mm-hmm. but it's awesome because then...
And you guys are always like together because you're BFFs from high school.
Pretty
and everybody
much,
fucking
actually,
hates it because
yeah.
they can't break the alliance.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. no, but it's good because then I think Jenna and I are more... There's a lot of things that we didn't question before when we played in a band, and mm-hmm. I think that's why we weren't as successful.
Now you got enough people.
And now we got enough people, mm-hmm. and they totally bring it to light, and it's totally fine to have that kind of confrontation. It's
yeah, they make
it's
us
great.
Really have to back up our decisions that we make just
right.
because they're second nature to
exactly.
us. But maybe
so law school helped.
Sure. We'll go with that.
So we got a bunch of stuff off of your new one, right? It's self-titled Sweet Bump It.
That's it.
So we're going to go another song block, and then we're going to, I guess, get to know each of you in our own little special punny cacophony way. It'll be fine.
Cool. Yeah.
We'll go one by one, and you can stay here. We'll start with this one.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, we'll be back in a bit right after the song block.
Good luck.
Aside, how do you refer to the indigenous people, the natives, as pygmy people? That's just wrong.
Jay, Andrew, Marlene?
Marlene?
Marlene.
Marlene. Marlene, Lisa, Francesca, the Magnificent Seven, the Sweet Bumpets.
Welcome back to Planet Get Coffee. I'm glad Sweet Bumpets here. We have six of the seven members, and I'm so stoked on that. And we're going to do Planet Get Coffee's speed dating and get to know, like, I don't know, we'll go through each one of you.
Are
and,
you going to buy me a drink, or?
You got one right in front of you. we have Paco sitting in front of me. This is guitar and vocals for Sweet Bumpet.
Guilty.
Welcome to Speed Dating with Sweet Bumpet.
Oh, Bumpet.
Please? With mayonnaise?
All right, so, Paco, if there was a movie made about you, who would play you?
Who's the chick from Wayne's World? Cassandra? What's her name?
Oh, what's her
I'm
name?
I'm really bad at media, so I hope
she will be mine.
Tia Carrera. Tia Carrera. Definitely.
That's a great answer. I could see it. Would I be able to rely on you to bail me out of jail?
If I had the cash, I would certainly bail you out of jail. And if I didn't have the cash, I'll go to the bail bond company and bail you out of jail.
What offense would be far enough for you to say no?
I don't know. I would have to, it would be on a case-by-case basis.
I see. Okay, what body part do you always get caught staring at?
if a man is wearing basketball shorts, I will try to see if I can see his penis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And...
She's laughing over here.
Girl's tits, obviously, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Paco.
You're welcome.
Next up, we have Jenna.
Welcome to Speed Dating with Sweet Bumpin'.
Oh, Bumpin'.
Please, with mayonnaise.
Here she comes.
Hey, Jenna.
Man, those were some hard-hitting questions, dude. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
All right, so you play bass in Sweet Bumpin'.
I do.
I'm sure you're ready.
Did I get that one right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
You're locked in a karaoke bar, and you can't leave without singing one song, and what's it going to be?
Oh, Flagpole Sitta.
Wow.
Yeah. Paranoia.
Stop.
You're not locked in yet.
No. Would it impress you if I told you I could do my makeup better than you can?
No, that actually would not surprise me.
So you cannot live with that.
I'm horrible at doing my own makeup, so you can definitely do your makeup better than I can.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If you had to
look like a clown right now.
If you had to turn on Bigfoot to distract him from murdering the rest of your band members, how would you start?
Is this not turning you on? Or?
No, I wasn't expecting this.
No, Bigfoot, no? That works though.
Bigfoot, for Bigfoot,
like,
yeah. Maybe.
But like really tall, like arms out. Does it for you, right?
I think the people like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the people like
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right, thanks, cool. Jenna. Next up, we have Jay.
Welcome to Speed Dating with Sweet Bumpin'.
Oh, Bumpin'.
Please, with mayonnaise.
What's up, Jay?
Oi.
How you doing? You play drums, right?
I do play drums.
Awesome, man. All right. If you were a wild animal, what would you be?
Ooh, a dolphin.
You'd be a
Easy
dolphin?
Question.
Why?
Because he swims and surfs.
Oh, right on, dude.
And he sucks in the blowhole.
In the
blowhole. They do, yeah. They rape humans.
They do. They do rape the shit out of humans.
Yeah.
Learning a lot.
Death.
They're the only mammals other than us that like to have sex for pleasure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting. If you can use only mayonnaise or Bengay for lube for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Ooh, what's Bengay?
Bengay's the, it's like Icy Hot, but the cream, right?
I think mayonnaise.
for injuries.
Mayonnaise. Yeah, then make a sandwich right after.
That's not bad. You can use it to spread it, right?
Yeah.
There Multitasking.
You go. There you go.
All right.
That's
kind of awesome. Yeah, he does. If you had to have sex with a silverback gorilla, what position would you choose?
Reverse cowgirl.
With the gorilla?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Reverse cowgirl.
Are you the cowgirl or is the gorilla the cowgirl?
Gorilla's the cowgirl.
You'll be crushed.
Sure.
You will be crushed.
Yeah, good maybe. For you, man. Chose initiative. There you go. The people like it.
Thanks, Jay. Let's get Andrew in here.
Welcome to Speed Dating with Sweet Bumpin'.
Oh, Bumpin'.
Please? With mayonnaise?
What's this thing with mayonnaise, dude? Sorry. It's always mayonnaise.
You made me choke.
I'm sorry.
I don't, right here, please. I don't understand.
It's the thing with the mayonnaise, dude.
It happened once when we were recording liners way back when, and I don't know. Why not?
Yeah, why not? It's disgusting.
How's it going, Andrew?
It's going well.
So you play guitar in this band.
I do.
Cool. How's that?
It's great, actually. Yeah, I just stand there and strum and jam and dance, and that's about it.
All right. Sweet. If you had 1 week to live, what would you do first?
Oh, man.
You got 1 week.
I got 1 week. First thing I would do is probably just drive somewhere.
Just drive somewhere?
Anywhere. Yeah. I have no idea where.
Wow. That's a great tie into the next question. What's the make and model of the last car you knocked boots in?
Ooh, my car.
Make and model, man.
That is a 2008 Scion XP.
That's not too bad.
That's pretty good.
Yep. Comfortable.
It is. It's roomy for how small it is.
Would you rather
Cheyenne knows.
She's like Would you rather eat a pube sandwich or drink a shake made with vomit?
I'd rather eat a shake vomit sandwich.
You want to put them together?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Thanks, Andrew.
Wins that round.
Let's get Marlene in here.
Welcome to Speed Dating with Sweet Bumpin'.
Oh, Bumpin'.
Please, with mayonnaise.
That mayonnaise.
How you doing? Over here, please. Hi, Marlene. How are you?
Good.
Can you put your headphones on?
Yeah.
Awesome. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. What is your favorite season of the year and why?
fall due to the crispiness of the air and also the sunshine coming through the clouds.
Okay, cool. Okay, would you rather be approached in a sketchy, dark alley and get freaky, or would you rather be romanced in a McDonald's bathroom with hobos shooting up in the stall next to you?
Whoa.
Probably the prior.
The first one?
Yeah, I can't get it on with bum stink.
Okay, got it. Good
reasoning.
To know.
Good reasoning. Good
would you rather French kiss someone after throwing up from an undercooked fish dinner or after throwing up from eating a tub of black licorice?
Black licorice, delicious.
You actually like black?
Yeah,
I like
consider that a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So you're one of the backup singers. How's that?
Great.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like
I should like ask something serious at some point.
When is that going to happen?
Thank you, Marlene. No, it's okay. We're actually going to get Francesca in here now.
Great.
All right, thanks.
Sweet Bumpin'.
Oh, Bumpin'.
Ace with mayonnaise.
Better? I'm sorry. I keep forgetting.
God, turn off the sound, man.
With this one, you don't like it?
A lot of fans.
I like them.
How you doing? Over here, please. Francesca, how you doing?
Hey, Francesca.
I'm good. I just want to give a shout out to my other diva, Lisa.
She's at home sick, right?
Yeah, she's sick.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Lisa. We hope you feel better.
Yeah, I hope she's listening to this.
She is.
I'm sure she is. So what is the last CD you bought?
Dude, Beyonce, duh.
Really? You bought the new one?
Yeah.
Sweet. Did you like it?
Learned it.
Are you the type of girl I could depend on to smuggle tranquilizers in your purse?
Definitely. I think you can definitely count on me for that.
She's like, sure. They're already in there.
Yeah. Got them in my purse.
If you had to compete in the Winter Olympics nude, what sport would you choose and why?
Definitely synchronized swimming.
Why?
Just because swimming naked is awesome.
Because it feels the best.
Yeah.
I don't know, thanks.
Right. Wait, I think I need to ask you questions.
Oh, shit. What, you have questions for me?
Yeah.
This is not how it's supposed to work.
It's working.
Okay, what's up?
Are you ready for it?
No.
Okay. Nene or shmoney?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, dude.
What? Cheyenne's cracking up.
She's
over
cracking
there.
Up over here.
Am I too old? I don't know.
Get with the times.
All I'm right, not hip enough.
All right, fine. I'll ask another one. So if you had to get a dick tattoo, what'd you get?
Does it have to be on the shaft?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because I want to do elephant ears, like, above it.
Okay.
So I guess it would be the trunk. It would make it look like a trunk.
I would
like the wrinkles.
I'm picturing it.
Tattoo of a bigger dick.
I'm picturing your dick as an elephant.
Good one, dude.
Awesome, thanks. We're going to go into another song block, and then we're going to learn how to find a new record.
Awesome.
All right, cool.
Faces assault charges after police say he passed gas in Fantas. The officer, Wayne, don't laugh. After the man was already arrested for DUI, according to police reports of St. Cruz. I can't even get through this.
He passed the gas so loudly, the officer said it was, quote, very odorous and created...
boxes to our studio audience. And inside the boxes is my super duper no fell skin saving eye and anything cream. So on the count of three, I want you to all open them together. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Drum roll, please. One, two, three. Open them, open them, open them, open them, open them. It's a party. It's a party. It's my favorite skin secret ever known to learn. You get Vaseline, and you get Vaseline, and you get Vaseline, and you get Vaseline.
What's the opposite of Christopher Reeves?
What?
Christopher Walken!
sweet, bump it.
What happened, man? What's your problem?
Can you believe it? I got fired. I've had this job for years, and out of nowhere, they tell me to pack up and leave. I don't get it. I don't deserve this, and I need this income.
Really? That doesn't sound right, man. You need to do something about this. You should get someone to help you fight this.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income. Getting it taken away from us for wrongful reasons is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job, call attorney Alexander Fuquay at Fuquay Law Center. He'll fight for you. Contact by phone at 626-385-8840 or visit his website at www.fuquaylawcenter.com. Fuquay Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to A Pint of Your Coffee. My name is Dan Patronillo, and Sweet Bumpit is in the studio. All of you guys now.
How you guys doing?
Hello, kitties.
Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
You guys had fun?
No.
Was it okay?
Yeah, it was a great time.
Fun.
Were you guys just bored the whole time? What's wrong?
Very nervous.
I want to bring up an issue that I had at your studio. I sat down underneath the hand sanitizer that automatically dispenses hand sanitizer, and it shat on my head.
That is a cool joke.
Moving forward, you just might want to think about that.
We twist the nozzle every week, so everybody's always not prepared.
You need to take into account that shorter people are going to be sitting underneath it. So.
Oh, you were sitting under. I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, so I think that was some kind of prejudice towards short people or something.
At least your head's nice and clean.
My head
luckily,
is very
wearing a beanie.
Luckily.
So.
Hey, Dan.
I mean,
yeah.
Sanitizer protector.
Can we have Francesca explain what you meant?
Yeah, you asked me. What did you ask me?
I asked you, do you prefer shmoney or nay nay?
Right. What does that mean? We looked it up. We even looked it up.
The song? Can you play the song?
Show them how it goes, Fran. Show them the dance.
I can't show it.
Can you sing it for us?
What song?
No,
oh, you gotta do the dance.
It. It's like, yeah, but it's like it's not gonna make sense without the music.
What song are you referring to?
I'm referring to Bobby Shmurda's Hot Nigga.
There's a question mark at the end of that title.
Yeah,
it's got real.
You gonna look it up?
Bobby Shmurda.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. Well, explain. Can you explain, like, why I look it up?
Okay. I mean, like, there's not a lot to explain. It's just, like, this thing that's, like, this song, and he does a dance to it, and lots of people are doing it on the internet.
Shmoney dance.
Shmoney dance.
Shmoney dance.
Shmoney dance.
If you say it,
Bobby Shmurda. I'm gonna say it, Shmurda.
Wait,
I'm a
Shmurda.
Girl, you do the Shmurda with me?
Oh, there it is.
If you play it, I may or may not.
Hold on. There's an ad. In the meantime, how can we follow you guys? Instagram, Twitter.
Instagram,
where are y'all at?
Twitter, at Sweet Bump It. Definitely on the Instagram.
Nice and easy.
Definitely on the Twitter. Definitely on the Facebook.
You can just visit our website.
Yeah, sweetbumpit.com.
www.
We got a MySpace.
We're on the YouTube.
We got a MySpace as well.
We're on the YouTube. We have a music video on the YouTube.
I'm just kidding. I don't think we're on MySpace.
Yeah.
We played stuff off a new record you guys sent me earlier today. So when does everybody else get to hear that? Or is it out?
Oh, it's going to happen soon. We don't have a date for not a good reason.
It'll probably happen in the middle of the night sometime in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, I see. So just stay tuned on the social
media.
Yeah,
we'll try to adequately inform everyone. Yeah.
All right, and then we'll announce it.
Cool.
All right, we do have to wrap up. I mean, you can turn this on while we say goodbye. They're singing right now. Thanks for coming, though.
Thank you.
Smells like musk. Ah, smells like peaches. Smells like butterscotch. Smells like Monday night in the back of a Volkswagen.
Is that new Sweet Bump It?
Yeah, dude, check it out.
Always been when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night?
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.